I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That's it to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
For something special!
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you cool.
Supercoach 360 podcast.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back. It's the Supercoach boys in the Caribbean cage. Bit of a tribute to Maxie Walker. So it's the last week of Supercoach head-to-heads. If you made it, well done to you. No one that we...
I'm out, boys.
All of us in the room have...
I think Louis still in his.
You and yours still... Oh, Louis! Well done. Run the ball up, lad.
I'm in the final.
Well done,
Louis. I've got to say, top of the show, shout out Watto. Good work, bud. You pulled the Swifty on me. You could have captained Gus. He said the captain on Gus all week. He took it off, put it on Manu, and I thought I was home, but he also switched out Dewey for Jojo for Fida. He beat me by, like, 40 points.
Watto.
Good work, bud. You gamed me. You got me good. I couldn't make the trade to sort of save and make up those points at that point in the weekend. I was gone.
Well,
so,
credit
where it's due, bud. Good luck in the grand final. Bring it home for us.
Seeing as you've taken it straight there, the winners, or not the winners, but the competitors this week, the grand finalists in the 360 fish tank, Henry with How Good Is Golf, and Brad with Elite Thornberry, I think it was. Elite Throbbery, that's it. I can't even read my own writing. In the 360 alone without the tank. So Brad again with Elite Throbbery. And the Red Lions in James made it through to that one. And in the 100 or bust, where the big bucks is, Watto versus Scotty Scorpions this week. Massive
that's
week.
That's a massive one. Scotty's definitely a team to contend with. Like,
he's been up there all year, so...
And he nailed him last year too. Like, he's consistent. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Jim, with $500 on the line.
Yeah, that's it, eh? Good luck to all you boys this week. And anyone else in their head-to-head finals this week, good luck with that.
Congratulations for making it all
the
way.
Yeah, well done, everyone.
Well, it's been a tough year this year. Like, Supercoach was for me anyway. You guys all done okay. But it was tough for a lot of... super coaches who thought they knew their shit coming into the year, and it
more trades than ever. The boosts, I mean, the boost was a massive thing. Did you blow them all early, or, you know, like some people we know who pulled 1600 last week and still have one up their sleeve?
I'd like to see a poll of the top 250 or whatever. See which strategy they went with, where they used their boosts, when they used them. Did they save trades? Did they just go hard early? So I'd like to see a statistic on that.
Well, I can honestly say the boost. I was scared to use my boost. If you were telling me all year, just use it. Don't be, you know, just get rid of it. Even like
not just get rid of it, but don't hold on to all five until round 17
for no reason. Yeah, well, that was the thing. There was times there where I consulted the group and everyone said use your boost, and I didn't. You know, and it was that's the weeks that started just putting me behind, and yeah, and it was terrible. So, in all honesty, next year if we got boosts again, I'll definitely use my boosts a lot earlier and a lot more strategically, and I won't be scared to use them. I think the week I ended up boosting, I didn't need to boost. I just used it to get to break the trend of hanging on to my boost.
Well, just going off one of our listeners that we speak to regularly, Big Ted.
Yeah, Teddy.
He burned his boost early and got in a really good position. And then I feel he just got way too trade happy and just kept smashing those trades, where I feel he could have burnt those boosts, got himself in that good position, and maybe saved a few trades.
Just backed off.
Just to have some, because I think it's been three rounds now and he's been out of trades, poor bugger, and hating the lot.
He's toppling too, he's falling slowly.
Yeah, his numbers are getting bigger.
So, yeah.
Not his scores either, unfortunately.
But he did have a good strategy there. And there were times where he could have easily hung on to trades, Con. And we discussed this with him. And
he's like, I've come this far. It's got me this
good. Yeah, yeah. I'm pulling the trigger, guys. Even after advice. But you know what? That's the way he's played his game.
Yeah, that's
it. Like, everyone's different, you know?
Well, I mean, look, he's learned from that this year. And we can learn from him this year and go, all right, maybe that's not. I mean, like, you. Given what he's been through, you'd be like, well, that's probably not something to do. But like you said, Con, if you can then pull back and plan out your trade strategy, you just sit for a few weeks and sort of see what happens. Even if you don't, you know, you sort of teeter around where it is you're sitting at that point. Those trades for end of season, for head-to-head, become crucial.
Well, just to use Teddy as an example in this conversation. Cheers, Teddy.
Yeah, shout out to
Teddy. There would have been times in there where he could, if he strategically done this instead of just being so trade happy, he could have easily hung on to a boost or two even at the end there, and things could be different for Teddy, which could be different for everyone in their strategies.
I mean, we've got to shout out Timmy O'Connor as well. I mean, a few weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, he still had five trades and a boost or something.
For the
final two rounds, like, which was.
But what was his ranking going into that? Far beyond reach by then?
I'm not sure. I think
he climbed up the leaderboard in chewing through.
That's
what I mean.
I'm interested to see if there's people that have gone reverse to Teddy who are now approaching that top 100 and coming home fast.
Hard.
That's where I was going with the whole Teddy thing. Teddy would be able to go back this and look through his season and actually probably pinpoint the trades that he didn't have to use.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he'll hopefully use that as a guide next year.
Sorry, Teddy, but I think he's brought in Manu and Teddy. I think he's used like six trades on those two, plus another three on Pappenhausen. So
he's burnt a few in that way. But yeah, we all had big injuries this year. Injuries was a massive thing. COVID struck a few times, illness as well. So it was a big year. Do you want to go straight into Brad's thing, just so we touch heavily Supercoach?
Massive shout out to Brado, Hopper's Finger. He did make it through in his head-to-head this week. Scored just shy of 1,600. There was huge scores this week. Yeah, man. A top score was 17 something, like some I-17s. It was.
Roscoe got a 16 as well.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? There's some massive, massive scores. I mean, I lost mine with 14. So. Most popular captain option was Hines, so congratulations. If you're Captain Hines, good work.
Now
20% or around 20%, and at 20% also went for Teddy. Munster flopped with about 6%, so if you had the money on Munster, sorry, you might not have made it through. Good work if you did. On to the studs, Angus Crichton, who would have thought Roosters edge back row is going to come through and score six tries combined. Insane. Nat Butcher picked up four. Gussie picked up two. So 161. Good work. Anyone got him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
And he brought you home strong, but you weren't still in contention.
Did nothing. I still only scored like 1,300 and something, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm terrible this year. I had a poor year. But yeah, that's my shit. But yeah, I had Gussie.
What about you, Louis? You got you through?
No, I traded my second last trade about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I traded him to David Fifita.
Oh,
and
no.
And I've been regretting it ever since. Yeah. Even though Fifita hasn't gone bad, but...
Gus has gone better.
Yeah, only this week.
Nah, more consistently.
He's got a few 80s. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like he's been pumping out the scores. He's been on that. Like,
because
like
I got DP as well. He got a 90 this week. I think he got an 85 last week and a 71 the week before. So
he's not doing terribly.
He's not doing too. Like he's chugging along. Okay, I'm still waiting for that.
I saw a headline where they're trying to talk about moving him to lock next year. Any of you boys for that? You're jumping on if he does.
No, I'm giving him a couple of weeks outside Kieran Foran, a playmaker who's actually going to know how to give him some decent ball and create space for him.
Yeah.
I want to see what he wants to do outside Kieran Foran before I just throw him in the middle.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah, for me, he's not a middleman. He's not, no offence to the bloke, his work ethic is
lackluster.
Not as big as a Tino or a Mayfield Waker or something like that.
I think, Tino at lock's good. Tino's insane, man. Yeah, he's just...
His mode is massive.
He's so young for the way he has led that team this year.
But
like the Broncos were crumbling under Payne Haas's leadership. It's a lot to put on a young kid. You know what I mean? But like he didn't have that forward leadership. I mean, he tried, but Adam Reynolds is what's turned the Broncos around, whereas Tino is what's turned the Titans around at this point.
Tino's effort, man.
But it just and nothing but every week. Like he hasn't lost anything
since
coming
from the
Titans
around. Titans are horrible.
But yeah, I know. But like when sometimes you see him and he's like the only one out there trying, man. And he just consistently gets out there and just fucking tries. I like him.
Who are others that he's got in there?
Well, I mean, Crichton and Butcher, obviously first cab off the rank. Dill Bags, you guessed it. Anyone jump on Dill Bags? I think you were talking about going straight to Mem to Dill Bags. Yeah, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it either. He's one that got away from me, Dill Bags. There was a good time to jump on Dill Bags, and I think he could have easily been your second six for the rest of the year, but then he got a bit out of reach, and then they had a bit of a form slump, and it was a bit of a scare to jump on, but,
turned around. Jack Bird's in there, Nico Hines, Tau Tau Moga, Ultra Pod, tiny percentage, but absolutely killed it. I think he's killed it couple of weeks in a row now, right?
Well, you know what? Years and years ago, he was touted Akon. Like, he was meant to be good, but he just gets hurt so much.
Yeah,
like,
10 years ago at the Roosters, yeah. He had 4 ACLs.
Oh, wow.
He's just had horror runs, man.
The start of his career, I think he done 3 ACLs in his first 3 years and just couldn't get on the field.
I'm thinking of Moan that's had a couple of good weeks in the last couple of weeks before that.
And I think he was last at South, the last club he was at, and I think he even copped a knee injury then in pre-season or something like that, and we didn't see him on the field.
He started Roosters, ended up Broncos, Knights, Rabbits, and the Dragons. He's never played fucking 10 rounds of footy.
No, he has.
Consecutively?
Honourable mentions go out to Val Holmes, absolutely killing it. Must have centre wing at this point. Harry Grant, same thing in hooker, just absolutely killing it. Big Nas, Nelson Asafa Solomona.
Con will stop you there. What'd you say about Big Nas today?
I'm just disappointed that Felice Kaufusi's back now and Big Nas isn't going to be playing on the edge right at those little men.
Yeah.
He's been destroyed in the last week and a half.
He might be one to put in your little black book for next year because he'd have to be next year with all their forwards moving on.
All right. Well, speaking...
Juicy edge spots opening up for him. No. We'll get through my studs and duds.
I do know
you want to get to that talk of Tariq what we're going to talk
coming
about.
Down.
What we're going to be doing next year. Is that where you're going to go?
Yeah, I just want to ask a question for next year. Like, just going forward. It shouldn't be. It's not a long one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, set the timers, boys. Let's go.
All right, so next year, I remember at the start of this year, I went in with some people penned in my head that I must-haves. And that sort of burnt me a lot this year. And it panned out the less I knew this year, the better off I would have been in some aspects of the game. Like, I would have picked... Maybe just, not the less I knew, but maybe if I just looked a bit harder, I guess. But sometimes starting with them premium guys at the study, other than a Naif, obviously, or a Pappenhausen and that. But some of the second rowers that I started with, they were top dollar and they didn't start performing until round 10. And there were other guys I should have swapped them with, but didn't, you know, obviously. But, You know, there's a few things. So that's just the question. Like, are you guys heavily going in with what the year's finished with this year and what you've taken out of this year? Or are you going to start fresh with new strategies and maybe different structures to teams that you've had in the past? Or
go on.
No, well, you can't just wipe this year completely and say...
But it hasn't worked.
Start fresh.
But it hasn't worked.
But
like,
yeah, you can obviously wipe your strategy this year, but you're never going to pick every player right every single week. It's just not going to happen no matter what strategy you run with. You're never going to do perfect trades or start with a perfect team. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, like, I understand it, like, but...
Well, I'm going to be looking back at players this year who have maybe had injuries or do, like, a bit more in-depth research of...
Well,
their
okay.
starting average to their finishing average, why that contributed, like...
So you're talking about players that have, you know, gone on this year and stuff, and we were chatting before the show, and you boys have a prediction about Tommy.
Yeah.
Well, based on averages.
Well, it's not really a prediction. It should be what should happen.
That's what he should be priced
Tommy
at.
Averaged 61 this year over 7 games, so starting next year he should be averaged at a 61 price.
So we're talking...
If not less, because he's only played 7 games.
Tommy for 600.
Tommy for 550.
Yeah, about 600. Depending on
the
what,
discount and how
what
they
they're
going
to do with that magic number they like to call it, the how much a point's worth in dollar value kind of thing. So because the averages weren't this high this year, I'm going to assume in that number will increase.
So it'll inflate all.
So, yeah, players with a 60 average who would have started at 580,000 this year will start at 680,000 next year. Just because the averages weren't as high this year, but I think it shouldn't change. Maybe slightly vary, but it shouldn't change that drastically.
If you give more in the salary cap, then, you know, percentage-wise, you might see dollar value go up. But, so, like, if we're talking around 650, but the point is, we might realistically be talking about starting Tommy
for
650
if they,
starting Teddy for...
If they start him at $800,000 due to his pedigree, that's just bullshit.
Yeah?
Yeah, that is fucking bullshit.
So let me pose this question to you. Tommy's 650 next year, first pick or what?
100%.
Oh, yeah, straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's side, right?
Yeah.
Because Harry's going to be 800. Teddy's going to be 800, at least.
And you just have 150K or whatever stashed for that first month just in case.
What's Pappy averaging based
on 91.
That?
91. Yeah,
he's going to be
the most expensive player. I think he's got the highest average out of players that have played enough games.
Yeah, and he's only played half a season.
Can I just take us back to the topic and ask Louis? Like, Louis's had a better year than us, like, overall-wise. He didn't start toppling until the last couple of weeks. He was pretty well...
Oh, I've dropped 1,000. I've been hovering around 3,500 to 5,000 pretty much the entire season. And then, yeah, I'm at my lowest now, which is about 6,100 or something like that.
So, yeah.
We'll do that to you.
But, so, yeah, like, are you going to take in anything? Like, are you taking in much from this year, or do you look at starting fresh every year? And
see, I do take some from the previous seasons. Like, obviously, you know, you have your guns in every position, you know that. But then you also have, you know, I'll be looking at maybe a Val Holmes or a Garrick now starting in the centres.
See, but Val will lose his jewel next year. Garrick should keep his, hopefully.
Yeah, Garrick.
He played enough, didn't he?
Even if Talakai can hold his position,
he'll hold
even
his
maybe
too.
Talakai as well.
He hasn't played in the back row. He's pretty much only played centre.
I think you're fine. He played a couple back row games.
Nah, man. He's played centre.
Really?
They brought in other back rowers. Yeah, well, that's it. He's played.
I think Cotter's played enough couple of games at 13 when Lolo was injured to keep his jewel.
He'd be handy in the second row as well.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll get him hooker, but you'll definitely get him front row, second row.
Oh, so you might. Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking.
No, you'll get front row, second row.
Nah.
No, he hasn't played no hooker.
Nah, that's it. Jules are going to be real interesting next
year. It's, but you know what? Where the game, where the where,
I like the fact they're reassessed Jules
yes,
now.
Yes, once it goes, I think it was 8 rounds. Went 8, or was it no 6? Six, 12, and 18, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah. So next week there'd be, or this week there'd be another Jewel upgrade if there was one coming. You know.
Well, yeah, there is round one next year.
Yeah. So yeah, there's Jewels out there. Hopefully we keep a couple. Because it does make it hard without the Jewels, you know.
Not going to be many good ones.
Yeah, because you can't think of anyone who's really played in varied
like
positions
you,
this
you
year.
Drinkwater fullback 5'8" one's gone. Nico fullback's gone. Bow fullback's gone. A lot of the forwards, Tarpany, he's not going to be Jewel. Cotter, like I say, won't be hooker. McInnes won't be hooker. Jewels.
Even your halves. You're not going to have much dual halves. They've all
really
stuck in their roles.
Yeah, he'll be a half.
Roosters ones are pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Roosters. Sam Walker should retain his dual. Well,
yeah, he'll be a half juicy looking. Probably that Tanner Boyd if he keeps the 7 up there. Or they give it to the old mate.
Who else is playing?
You reckon? Yeah, I'm just thinking. Cause
it'll come down to who gels with four and really.
Yeah, I don't know. We're looking too far into the future there, I think, yeah. Anyway.
I think we are in all of this.
No, I was just yeah, honestly
no,
thinking
not
like
that. I mean, the Jewels and getting like that far.
But yeah, well,
like, just
I mean, my
for
question
me,
was Turbo.
Oh, yeah,
before we get into Jewels, you know.
Turbo, definitely, man. Turbo, for me, if he starts the year and has a preseason and shit, he's fucking walk-up start. We all know what he's capable of. You know what I mean? I don't know what Manly loses and gains next year, but he's Turbo, mate. He shows when he's not there and when he is there. Manly's top four contender, or top, at least top eight. And when he's not there, they're fucking...
Not making finals.
Oh, that's their own fault. That's their own fault.
We're not getting back.
But, yeah.
Let's move along.
Yes.
So, duds. There was a few this week, unfortunately.
Suali'i.
Suali'i. 4,200 coaches bought him in and played him. 72 points scored. He scored 36, 37 maybe. Not good enough. But Nat Butcher scored 4, so he just didn't pass. He turned into Zoolander that night.
No, it's just that he didn't pass. Just
it
was
oh,
set
he,
up for
he,
him.
He had the lines. He was coming through like a steam
train. I think two of them were off kicks and the other ones were just pretty much... giving the ball and he could walk over the line. The Tigers were just absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
It was disgraceful what they put out.
I saw some of the replays and it just looks as if there was no effort.
Nah.
In that second. No, really, not even that second. Even
not
the
even.
First half. It just looked like they just gave up within the first.
When Gus crashed over for that first try, where it was just soft as and they still had, I think, even a 2 or 3 minute overlap outside him. You could just see it was going to be a really, really long day for the Tigers, and they showed absolutely no resolve at all.
Nah.
Yeah.
I passed out at halftime. Was that fucking...
It was putrid.
Yeah.
I thought.
I mean, you knew the game was over. Just a question of how big it was going to blow out, or whether the Roosters were going to take their foot off the
bro,
game.
Bro, when I woke up with 70 points, whoa.
Yeah.
See, but I still don't even think that was the worst effort. I think the Broncos, yeah, who are sitting in the top eight, who are challenging for the top four... 6 weeks ago, getting 60 points put on them by the Storm.
Storm
that's
coming
a,
home
that's
strong.
That's a horrible effort too. That was
like
a schmozzle. I don't know what happened there, but
there's some teams out there that know how to ramp up for the finals. Souths, Storm, Roosters, all doing.
4 months ago, everyone had the Storm dead, buried, gone. They can't win nothing.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that Canberra can get there over Brisbane?
Yes.
Because I think that's what it comes down to.
I think Brisbane play...
They got a tough game this week, I think.
I think they have 2 tough games left, and the Raiders don't.
The Raiders have got...
2 cruising
Tigers ones. In the last yeah. round, who queued in the rack weeks ago.
And
so, I don't know who the other game the Raiders
Jimmy's
are.
Jimmy's last game, though, maybe.
Raiders have Seagulls this weekend.
Cheering.
Yeah, and then
the Tigers. So they're yeah. winning both theirs. So if Brisbane drop one, if not both. But they only have to drop one because the Raiders will elapse that points differential.
Yeah,
playing those two teams.
And Brisbane have the Eels this week, and then the Dragons.
So, even Souths. South's got the Cowboys this week and then the Roosters. If they drop both of those and the Raiders win both, they can jump them too.
Really?
Roosters are in the same thing. If they lose to the Storm this week and then the Rabbitohs next week, the Raiders can jump them.
South's our only advantage is that we've got a fairly big points difference.
That's me.
Sure, compared to the other two teams.
If you and the Roosters win one, you're clear of the Raiders. But if you drop both of them, I think the Raiders win both and they could overtake either of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That round 25 game at the new stadium could be everything.
Was that all the Brad write up?
Yeah, there was a few more duds in there. Haas, same thing, highly owned, burnt many. Ronaldo.
Yeah, I brought him in.
Yeah, I got in Con's hot word.
Yep.
He's going to go on a run, and he hasn't, so.
He didn't.
And could have kept Tass.
I blame Talakai.
Still haven't spent Tass's cash. Still sitting there. Yeah, spewing. Kikau, he burnt me as well. Played Kikau and Tongo, which bit me in the ass. Cobbo, after his massive week last week, backs it up with a 28. SJ, same thing. The SJ of old certainly is back because he scored a 10 this week.
no offense, but you're the suckers if you brought him in.
Well, did Breach Bowl stay on minus one?
No, yeah, he made it to a two.
Oh. Upgrade.
So good work if you had Reece Walsh as your pod, spewing. So he might be an interesting one to look at next year at the Bronx. So there we go.
Well, just 100% totally different ball.
I heard you say something. I don't know. Maybe I just put it in there because we were talking Tigers game. But Jimmy Tarmia, boys.
Yes, actually, I was
actually
look up.
just on that. I've just updated it. It's just come through. He has just had it reduced for one game.
So well done.
He gets his swap song at Leica.
Well done.
Yeah. Well done, NRL.
Yeah, good work. Because we were talking about that pre-show, and Jimmy's one of those blokes that he's been around a few clubs, but he's done his job, and he's played 300 games, and he's been there.
No, well, I agreed with what Paul Gallen said on 100% footy, because me and Con watched it. Like, he was happy with the downgrade, but there was talks of suspended sentences.
No, that was just your bloody general manager's outrageous comments.
Oh, was it? Yeah. but you can't do shit like I'm happy that he got a downgrade and gets his game. For me, he probably shouldn't even have to front.
Nah, but I'm happy because I think that's the first
as long as he gets
judiciary result that's actually been right this year. So
they can't take it away judiciary. Now, eh? They can't take it away now, eh?
Nah.
Hashtag justice for Jimmy.
Because last time you did justice for Dale, and what happened?
3 weeks for Dale. 2 weeks for Dale.
So no justice for Dale.
Nah.
Just wanted to make sure before you said it, eh?
All right, yeah. Okay, we'll get Roscoe's thing up ready as well when yous are ready.
That's it. Roscoe's done the team list twist. They're both up on supercoach360.com. You know the deal. Head over there for your Supercoach information notes.
And if you feel like you could do what the boys do, feel free to contact us and do some write-ups for Supercoach and have your stuff on a website. Never know. I'm not going to say you get picked up by Telegraph, but if it's good, mate, people love it. They eat it up, you know. It could be you that's giving out the good goss next year.
Yep, so Ross Mann, again, big shout-out to Ross Mann. He actually commented on the live earlier, he scored a 16.06 this week, but still didn't win in his head to head.
Oh,
all out.
Ouch.
Oh, rough, Roscoe.
With a 16.06, unlucky, mate.
Who are you up against, and what did bloody they do hell. To you?
That sucks, Roscoe. I'm lucky, buddy.
I'll call Stabler and Benson, bro. It sounds like you're a special victim.
What score did the other team get? Let us know. Bloody hell.
I'm going to say it was bigger than 16.07.
Okay, so team list twist was by Ross Mann. Broncos versus Eels, first game. Bronco lead replaces Delu's Hoyta in the centres. For the Eels, Makahisi Makatoa and Jacob Arthur replace Bryce Cartwright and Ogden on the bench. Panthers versus Warriors. Luai comes back early, replacing Semen.
Why would you bring him back early for? I just don't understand that. I know you want to get a couple of games under his belt before the finals. Surely one's enough.
Yeah, but, I mean, if he's fit to play, he's fit to play.
If he's good to go, might as well. JFH returns from suspension with Matt Eisenhuth dropping back to the bench. And Jermaine Hopgood drops out of the side.
That's all good.
Yeah.
That's Hopgood good.
Warriors. CHT replaces Deja Nasi at 5'8". Curran replaces Murchie in the back row. And Enamus Louis joins the interchange from the bench.
That's that ex Canberra forward, yeah?
Yeah.
He's a beast, bro.
Yeah, he's a bloody good player.
Yeah,
he was a good pick up.
I think he's been the Titans. I think he's been, a few places. Denamis, hasn't he?
Played Orange.
Roosters. Canberra. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liu, Louis. I mean, I get it.
My bad.
Moving on, Storm versus Roosters. Gonna be an interesting one. Both hitting form coming into the finals.
This should be a cracker. Who game wins? Of the round.
Storm.
Yeah, Storm.
I'm going Golden Point Thriller.
And who wins it?
Tape stays a draw.
Oh, fuck off, dude. Get off the fence.
Boy, it happens.
I'm only going Storm because it's at home. In Sydney, I'd probably tip the Roosters.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go Roosters, to be honest.
I reckon Roosters.
You might want to burn that jersey, Louis.
as much as I hate to say it, trust me.
About 30 people reach for their teeth cup then. What the fuck, Louis?
There's a hat for Louis behind you. Just give
you
a chuck just for the week. You know what? If they win, you got to wear it next week.
Don't do it.
No.
Smirching yourself.
No.
Smirching. Thanks, Teddy, for the hat.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to ruin the jersey look that much. Yeah. So, Storm, Kafusi returns from family leave.
Yuck.
Placing Kamakamika, who's going to the bench. And Tyron Wishart is out injured.
Where's Big Nels? Big Nels back at lock? Or like
prop?
Starting.
Yep. Roosters, Lindsay Collins and TKO return to the side, replacing Tyrell May and Goldart on the bench. And Momorowski comes back into the side with Drew Hutchison dropping out.
That's where they kind of do need Big Nels back in the middle. Because with that front row rotation of Jabari, Hargraves, Lodge, now Collins added back and then Takiaho, that's the best front row rotation in the competition, I think, in my opinion.
It's pretty epic, isn't it? Like, they're all big, hard boys.
There's no giving absolutely any of them. No. And Takiaho brings that little bit of footwork and ball play as well, just to spice it up to those other three who are just bullocking straight forward. So,
best case scenario, you get one of them fired up enough for a sin bin.
And now with Gus and Butcher playing some good football on the edge, and Bradley doing his thing at 13, that forward pack's scary come finals time.
Really is, eh? Like, Roosters have gotten into some fine form coming into the
just
finals.
Just that strike in the back line on the back of that, like, if any team's winning it from outside the four, this could be it.
Yeah, you reckon?
Oh, I got them Storm grand final.
Really?
Panthers to be upset somewhere along the line.
Really?
Yeah, by the Roosters in the prelim.
I'm the same. I've got a Storm Roosters grand final at the moment as well. Ooh. I just think Panthers, they're not quite hitting what they were last season, to be honest.
I think we're looking at from the last five weeks, because prior to that, they were tuning along. Yeah, nice.
Absolutely.
I'm putting it out there. They all come with that post-Origin blues. I think they're all over that now. Fish has had a nice big rest. Cleary comes back in the side. He'll be fucking fighting fit to get out there.
I think Lua's
back this week. Wait till we
get the finals. The way they lost their two games at full strength this year, Parramatta rolled them through the middle. So come finals time with that rotation in that forwards pack in the Roosters, I think they can roll through them, and the strike is enough to get them home with the points as well.
Look, their backs are scary, to be honest. You put Taylor May up against Suwali, I know who I'm picking to win. You know what I mean? You put To'o up against Tupou, or it depends, but if it's an aerial contest, I know who I'm picking again.
Toops. Manu Crichton.
Yeah.
Teddy Edwards.
When you do put it on paper and literally match up player for player, you just like, it is scary.
It's a scary team.
The Roosters is like, a very scary
team.
They've
underachieved where they're sitting on the ladder. They're definitely not a top four team.
The experiment of Keary at seven didn't work, but Sammy Walker in there is in fine.
And they've popped him back
Keary
too.
5'8".
Keary's played his whole career on his left, South, everything.
Yeah.
And then
switching
Robinson
the right
changed into the right, put the seven on for some reason, and now they switch back and...
It's working.
It's starting to pay dividends.
Yeah, it is. It's working. It's dangerous. I am worried about the Roosters. I mean, yeah, it should be a cracker of a game.
Have we still got more?
If it lives up to expectations, it'll go close to being game of the year.
Oh, here we go.
It will.
Was it them two?
Was it them two that used to take the game to Adelaide and it used to go to a point? Within a point, like three times in a row and stuff. It's just they have great games. They've got history, man. A lot of history between the two clubs, too.
Moving on, next game, Raiders-Manly. Raiders have no changes. Manly, Raymond Tamalo-Vega. Sorry, I butchered that. Replaces Alfred Smalley on the wing and on debut. Andrew Davey replaces Bullimore, who's shifted to the reserves. And Sipley starts with Marty Tapau swapping to the bench.
Doesn't matter, they've all given up.
Yes.
Well, not all given up, but they're all fractured.
Sharks versus Dogs. Sharks, Talakai returns, replacing Connor Tracy at the centres, and Teague Wilton replaces Trindle on the interchange bench. And for the Dogs, Luke Thompson starts at lock with Josh Jackson moving back to the back row, and TPJ drops out of the side, and Chris Patolo joins the interchange bench.
Seems like TPJ is having some more issues.
He's always going to be a fucking issue. He's a bit of a goose.
No, I think it's be the injury that kept him out a fortnight ago, re-flaring up. I can only assume.
I think it's about that time of year, what happened last year too, so that might be hard for him.
I want to get air, guy.
Moving on to the next game, the all-important game, South versus Cowboys, which really...
Game of the round.
This could really depend on South's season right here.
Yeah.
I think South are going to expose the Cowboys. I like South.
Well, Paulo has dropped out of the side, been replaced by Isaac Thompson.
Poor kid. Ah, damn boy, mate.
Yeah. He's
been real good of late.
You know what? If you fucking hassled that kid, give yourself an uppercut.
Yeah,
100%. Fucking grub.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm all for, like, bagging people and shit. You know that. Everyone knows that. But to fucking carry on like that to a fucking young... He's only a young fella, mate.
Yeah.
You know, he was also targeted
against the minor premiers all night, man. They were kicking him all night.
Just after what come out in the media and shit after it, and people like yelling shit out at the game.
Oh, yell shit out at the game, whatever.
Yeah, but nah, bad.
You know
shit.
What I mean? Like nothing which you can't say around other people without them getting upset. You know what I mean? But yeah, when it comes to finding people on social media, you're a fucking grub. Don't be a douchebag. And that's the thing. Like people should know better. Where do they think they can just do that shit?
Go be a big man, turn up South training where they're all there, and then go tell this shit to Jackson Paulo.
Yeah.
And see how you go after that, if you want to be a big hero.
I reckon Junior Totola would throw down.
I reckon half of them would.
Junior Totola, Tom Burgess, they'd all be charging in.
Oh,
I even saw on like the South... some of the South fan pages.
Yeah, no, me too, bro.
Comments, and you're like, seriously? Like, this is your own team? Yeah, he had a bad game. But you don't think he does know that? You don't think he is feeling absolute shit just from the way he's performing, let alone...
He'd be feeling worse than anyone could ever imagine about feeling about their team losing, supporting it. Like, wake up yourselves.
Yeah, no, I was heavily disappointed because fucking social media was lit up, mate. And it was like, fuck off. Like, I could have spent the whole of Saturday trolling people. I really could have. Just going, you're a knob, fucking. And I could have done that all day. That was just how much
gladly
shit was.
Gladly too.
Yeah, that's just how much there was of it. It's like, far out. Like,
it's ridiculous.
It's a, you know what, at the end of the day, it's a game. We love the game and it's a sport and shit. And you want enthusiasm, but to threaten someone, a kid's life, and to tell him to go and do stupid shit to himself is just fucking not on, mate.
And, I mean, and as I think Juzzy said just before, he's improved this year. He's come leaps and bounds from where he was, you know, one or two seasons ago. He's really improved.
He's had a pretty good year, and he's been on a pretty good roll. And they've faced some tough teams of late. He's had some tough games.
Mm.
At the end of the day, these just flogged so he couldn't make third division A grade. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, he's fucking terrible. He's better than him. But no, you couldn't have been, or you would have been there, you shit cunt. So just shut the fuck up and just watch the football.
Pissed up at Mitch James.
Spending his Saturday nights on social media trolling footballers, you fuckwit.
He is.
Get a life. Yeah.
That's it, like, don't you have something better to do?
Apparently fucking not.
I was just disappointed in it, that's all.
I only mentioned flat out, I can't remember if it was on the broadcast, it might have been the halftime show, I think it was, it was on Triple M, Gerds was saying that, fucking Supercoach's half the problem, man. People are pissed off they lost their head-to-heads because they brought in a player and a player did shit. They messaged the fucking player as if it's their fault.
No, multis too, betting.
Yeah, that's it, multis and stuff
multis
as well.
Is a big one. Yeah, but you know what, especially the last couple of years, a lot of people have messaged Supercoach wise. To players and shit, and it's like, fuck, mate.
Well,
because
I mean, they're the nuts. They're the ones that are a bit too heavily invested in it sometimes.
Oh,
you know,
not even.
It's meant to be a game, boys. You're meant to enjoy it.
Like, you know what? I'll come on for fucking 3 years, giving bags of dicks to underachievers on the field and shit.
But that's tongue in cheek,
you know. And
that's not. I'm going
to
come to your house
and
kill you and your kids. Like,
yeah, but
give it to whoever deserved it that week.
I don't think I ever
a few times, CEOs.
Yeah, I don't think I ever took it too far, and I think there is a line, like you can say.
You know what, Jackson Paulo doesn't have to open his Instagram, which everyone's in.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vital to have their Instagram, because that's a way, it's a very regular communication tool amongst people his age, you know what I mean? It's how you message people. So he's entitled to have that, whereas people choose to listen to us. If they want to listen to you, give out your bag of dicks each week because they find it funny and they might agree with you or disagree with you, that's their choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're not going to Jackson Paulo and making him listen to you handing out the bag of dicks to him. And that's what these people are doing. But even then, yours is tongue-in-cheek. It's a joke. Oh, yeah, this happened. Pissed me off. This is why. You know, that not, oi, go kill yourself, you piece of shit. You fuck my multi. Like, get a fucking life.
Yeah, anyway, so Jackson Paulo, so he's been dropped out, replaced by Isaac Thompson.
Team list is taking 25 minutes. Brilliant.
Saying that, ever since Thompson's first game, I've noticed he's a lot more defensively sound than Paulo. I didn't watch the entire game of the past few games that he was playing, so I don't know about the under the ball, but I know from what I saw defensively, he's just a bit stronger, bit bigger, bit of a stronger bloke.
Yeah.
Jaime Sele will start in the front row with Tom Burgess coming back from a groin injury. Off the bench. Daniel Saluka Fifita drops to the reserves, and Nick Reina replaces Milne on the interchange bench. And that's it for South. Cowboys, Drinkwater shifts to 5'8 to replace Tom Dearden after he ruptured
right,
a testy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
oh,
in training.
Poor bastard.
Mm.
He's had a great year too.
When you really want
that song,
you really want to bust a nut.
Oh, she won't let me.
Oh,
yeah.
Painful anyway. One, that one. The Hammer replaces Drinkwater at fullback, and Tom Gilbert joins the interchange bench, and that's it for Cowboys and South.
So did Tom Gill just come back from an injury, or what happened there? You got a concussion, didn't he?
Not 100%. What happened?
Well, surely he didn't go from Origin to being dropped.
Nah, you wouldn't think so. You wouldn't think so.
But Luch has been a bit of a
tear away.
Yeah, a bit of an X factor on that left hand side.
Yeah,
with Nani on the other side.
I have to admit, I'm pretty concerned if they give Luch, if he runs a good line, he's going to be scoring. He's going to be scoring against the South defence.
Well, he both of them, they're both try scorers. Him and Nani there.
Mm.
They can find the try line.
Yeah. Next one, Tigers versus Dragons. Ken Mamalo is out injured and is replaced by Junior Pelga. Luke Garner out with a head knock is replaced by Tom Freeban. And James Tarmow is out, as we know now, for only one game. And he's replaced by Joe O at prop. Fa'amanu Brown shifts the lock.
That's an interesting one.
Jake Simkin will start at hooker. And Jacob Little and debutant Katoni Tautoga will join the interchange bench. I butchered that name again. and for the Dragons, Jack Bird shifts the centres and replaces the suspended Moses Mbai. Jack DeBellin moves to lock. Aaron Woods goes to prop. Francis Molo suspended and Andrew McCulloch is injured. They're both out. Jaden Sullivan will start at hooker. He's actually bagged a few tries when he's been in at hooker so far this year. And on the bench we have Jaden Hunt, Jackson Ford, Tyrell Sloan and Tyrell Fuimeono. That is that.
Did anybody watch that game on the weekend?
Which one?
The Dragons Titans.
No.
Did Bird play fullback at all?
Didn't.
Because I remember seeing flashes of it. And he was popping up on both sides of the field.
Don't know. I didn't watch it, I think.
He scored well. As far as studs and duds are concerned, him moving to centre, I mean, that doesn't sound real juicy, does it?
Nope.
Yeah, so I'd be staying away. I wouldn't let that last week score fool you. If you happen to have a trade up your sleeve for some reason.
And last game of the round.
Hold on, just before we move on from that, because I'm trying to make team lists go for as long as it possibly can. Bugger it. We've already interrupted a few times. seems like we're talking about the Dragons, boys. Dally M. Is it going to be Benny Hunt? Or who else is it going to be?
Nico. For me.
Oh, listen to both of you. Very confident. Explain your reasoning.
Only because I think Ben Hunt's had a great year, don't get me wrong. Killed Queensland, absolutely, but I just feel Nico's had an awesome year as well, and the Sharks just won more games.
Breakout year. I mean, first year as a starting player, he's done incredibly well. Positional change and all, new team. Just completely reinvented himself, hasn't he? Well, I mean, he hasn't. You could see it at the Storm. He killed it at fullback.
And he's been misconsistent throughout the entire season. He's been setting up tries. He's been scoring tries. Yeah.
I'm going to give it just a quiet shout to Cameron Munster.
You reckon?
Yeah, he done a little bit in the last fucking...
Nose feel Papini hasn't in the first 10 weeks. He's took way too many points away from...
Yeah, that's it. Where Nico was scoring threes, Money would have only been scoring twos. Just because Papi...
Yeah, he's had a big year this year, Munster. I just feel he's done a lot more than he has done in past years, which earned the points, if you catch my drift. So I'm just thinking he's in for a quiet shout, old Munster.
Yeah, you think he'll be up there in the race?
Definitely. For me, I think, anyway. Don't get me wrong, I probably do think Nico for me, has probably had the standout year, if you really look at it. Like, I think no one's expecting the Sharks to climb to the heights that they did under a new halfback, a bit of a...
New coach, new everything.
Bit of a gamble, changes, you know. Yeah. And he's just done fucking really well. And he's one of the ones, if you didn't get on early, it sort of cruelled your season and he got away and you had to wait. And
yeah, he'll find the cash. He was one of those players.
By the time you got him, it was everyone at him.
Yeah.
So
that's it. I was waiting for him to come down and he never really did. He just sort of started strong and sort of stayed there. Even up until last week, still put around another 130, you know.
What about an Isaiah Yeo?
Yeah, done enough. Done enough to dead set get a mention, but again...
I think he'll get lock of the year, but I don't think he'll get.
I think the Edwards work rate gets him at least a point every game they win.
He doesn't.
Nah.
Fucking dude's a machine. No,
yeah, but so's Yo, and Yo has a lot to do with their attack and defense, but I think Cleary gets those 3 points most of the time when he's there.
It's like Lolo curse. It becomes expected of them.
Yeah.
So they're expected to do that every week, and then unless they go above and beyond,
they're not standing out.
But really, they're doing a 2 out of 2 point job every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just can't give it to them every week if they're not that X factor on the field.
You can if they're doing the work, but it doesn't work that way every time.
Nah.
Well, for 3 years there, Lolo, every time his team played, he was at least top three player on the field. But he didn't always get a point because he was just expected to run for his 250 metres, break 10 tackles.
Offload 10 times.
And carry his team, but he didn't get his just deserts.
That was after he got his Dally M, but he got his Dally M from doing that first year, just being an exceptional player, mate. Like, he was mint, like top shelf, and then
nothing changed. If not, he got better the next 2 years.
No, he did. He went on to do exactly the same job, but not as recognised because
He'd already been recognised for it. Like
he'd been Dally M for it.
The standard then it's set. So if you're not going above and beyond,
you don't get.
I do think Isaiah does go above and beyond though. He's constantly on the improve. I think he does attract a lot of those Dally M points, but yeah, they've often got to be split out.
Mitchell Moses, Dylan Brown. They both had pretty good years out there. I think that's the last game that we just did.
Do we still have games left?
Titans Knights.
Oh.
Yeah, one more. We got the game of the round.
Sorry, that we forget.
Yeah, we got the true game of the round. This one's going to be entertaining. Titans versus Knights. Does this game really matter? Yeah, you know what? Let's do it anyway.
It's going to be a comedy of errors.
We got this dud player out for this dud player, this dud player out for this dud player, and this dud player out for that dud player, and that's about the wrap of it, isn't it?
But then what about the Titans duds?
I think it covers both.
All right.
So, Brian Kelly replaces Patrick Herbert in the centres.
No, he's not dud.
Jamin Jolofe starts at prop, and Jared Wallace drops out. And Cleese Haas will debut off the bench.
That's Payne's younger brother or cousin, I think. Brother, maybe.
I think it's brother, because I think Jojo Fafita is David Fafita's cousin. I think it might be brother. And last of all, Knights. Frizzell and Daniel Fafita return. Saifiti return to the side with Matt Croker and Jacob Saifiti dropping to the bench. And that's the game of the round wrapped up.
Mm. Woo. Sounds like it's a Sunday nap for me.
I'll watch. Okay, so guys, back to Supercoach quickly, sorry. Pod plays, if you have a trade or even two left, like there are people out there, and you need to win a head-to-head, or you just want to try to jump up the ranks, where are you going? Where are you looking at? Is there anyone you've got in mind for this week? I know, Juzzy, you have a trade in hand. Louis, you're young and the tradeless.
I'm tradeless, yeah.
And Con, you have a trade in hand. So is it, like, I know you just don't really care, but if hypothetically you won last week, is you're in contention this week, your opponents this week have a similar team and you need to break it apart, where are you going if you can think of anyone off the top of your head?
Is there any really juicy matchup this week? I mean,
you got the Panthers versus Warriors. That's a pretty juicy one.
So, Kicks, if I've got him, I reckon I'm playing him this week.
Are you playing all your Panthers plays this week? Lewis back. So, that left edge
should lock together again.
Find some continuity again.
Dungo looks juicy this week.
Sharks versus Bulldogs. If the Bulldogs put out what they put out last week, and the Sharks
Nico.
Repeat.
Nico's a straight captain there.
Has to be.
Nakora. He could be one of those pod options that Berg was talking about.
Maybe Mulatalo could finally get a couple. Be nice. Although AJ will be out looking for tries, won't he?
Then I think you could even...
AJ. Oh, that was the South game. Don't worry.
Well, he seems to be just scoring tries anyway, AJ. He'll do it in the tougher game. So I know he does have that low floor, and if he doesn't get tries, he's getting near nothing. But he seems to be
he can find the line almost every game. It's insane, man.
It's just, you know, they've been doing it for years. Somehow South manages to pull that line across. I don't know if it's because that left side's so quick or whatever, but they always seem to drag the winger in and just give him that clear passage. The winger never hangs out there, ever.
I think it's because we've got that the issue that the other defenders have on that side is that they've got Cody Walker. And Cody Walker, you know, he could slip through the line and score a try like he does. Or he could shoot a bullet ball out to Alex Johnson, and Johnson's across.
101%. That's the big thing. Cody Walker's biggest threat's running. So they can't slide off him at all.
Yeah, you got to stay on him and tie him up.
Automatically, if everyone else runs their right line, Latrell sweeping out the back, space is created easily.
Yeah, so what would you, so if you got a pod, you got a pod play that you...
AJ's pod, man, each and every week, like 100%. I got on him 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, haven't looked back. Dude's a demon, and he always finishes strong.
I'm thinking about trading out Katoni Staggs, seeing as he's just been a thorn in my side all year. He's just been lackluster.
Start of the year, he's so highly touted too. Everyone thought Katoni was going to go great guns this year, and he's just... he's shown glimpses, but that's about it, eh?
So I could go an Edric Lee or a Dom Young against the Titans.
Yeah.
I could see them scoring a double as a pod move, or Dave Fifita, as or maybe even Brian Kelly coming back in against the Knights. I think there's going to be a shitload of points scored in that team, because neither of them like to tackle. Dragons, Tigers.
Oh, Dragons.
So, yeah, Dragons players are also juicy.
Yeah.
Like a Jack Bird and stuff like that.
Well, Jack Bird in the centres, I don't know.
Lomax, should kick a few goals at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a few options over the park to bring in this week, really, if you're looking to try to put
on. Well, if you're looking at last week, and if Dragons are semi-smart, you could probably look at their back rowers, because... going off last week, the Roosters' back row scoring 6 tries. Yeah. You have to assume, surely, the Dragons are going to use their back rows close to the line.
Well, there seems to be a lot of space there. So, yeah, I can see that too.
Even if you want to go, even like a Val Holmes or a Latrell Mitchell, I mean, they're going to score points. If they cross for tries, both goal kickers, I think either team could go gangbusters, score tries. You know, Latrell, if they score tries, it's 90% of the time Latrell is going to be there somewhere. And Val Holmes, on his side, I think that will be the weaker side of South defensively, and they could direct a lot down that way. And so he might be able to rack up a few try assists going out wide or even cross himself.
All right.
Okay.
How you think, how's Val go with Drinky back at 5'8"? Does he still get as much good ball? Do the Cowboys attack as well?
Yeah, we're right.
Okay. Yeah.
He's done that a few times, so he's actually one of those players that hopefully will keep his dual position next year.
He'll hurt the wingers more than anything. He won't keep his dual.
No?
He hasn't played fullback. MF started and then Drinky took over, and it's been all Drinky since.
Really? Alright, so you're happy with the pods we've given?
I think we've given what we got.
Okay, good stuff. Just on the opposite side of that, who would you sit this week if you got your full strength side of 21 or something? There's got to be a couple of guys that you think...
I don't think Suwali's going to go massive this week.
Yeah, he'd be a good one to sit.
I don't think Mam's going to go big.
Yeah, he turned into the AE last week.
Olam, right? I mean, like, same side?
Because
Olam plays left, Suwali plays right. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Olam's going to teach him how to be a man. This is going to be amazing. Olam's been on fire the last few weeks.
Either that or they're going to just put high balls up and Suwali's going to jump straight over the top of him.
I mean, Rooster's going to try that, but... That's on the other way around. Like when Suwali's got the ball in hand, isn't attacking.
Bro, he's proved the last few weeks he caught the hits.
Yeah.
He's been barreling up the
one
field,
of those
mate.
People in the NRL that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get smacked by Jazzy.
He's pretty freaking hard.
I'll be honest.
So, yeah.
He'll barrel ya. Go, Jazzy.
That's going to be interesting to watch because you know that battle's going to happen.
No, I can see Suwali rushing up and whacking Olam.
Really?
Yeah. Shooting out the lawn and taking him out. Because Olam's definitely an attacking threat,
bro. On one of those sweet plays,
bro.
Olam's going to just be whacked from Suwali. And he's going to be like, holy shit. I'm not saying Olam's not going to get him back, but...
I really want to see that. I really want to see that.
I hope they just go at each other all night.
Yeah. Be good. Good battle. Yeah, so out of my team, Payne Arse, I probably won't sit, even though he had a shitty score last week. I'll probably still play him this week. They need him. They need him more than ever at the moment.
Yeah, if they're going to make finals.
So, he could be one to play. Now, Lolo, I sat last week again, but...
He didn't do great.
No.
He didn't do terribly, but he didn't do great.
He got a 51 or something, but... Look, for me, if I have him and if he's in my second row, I wouldn't play him.
Nah.
Because there's way better second rowers that you could be playing. But if he's in my front row and there's... You haven't really got much else. You really should have IPAP up there and a Husser, a IPAP, and a Tarpany because he's back too, yeah. But if you don't, you got to run one of them or really sit. I'd sit Lolo again this week probably. No, he'd be the one I'd sit if you have him. All right, so questions for the week, guys.
I'm sure there's heaps.
There's three.
Well, that's more than last few weeks, so.
I'm going to ask Brad Smith's question first. Braddo, thank you again for all your work this year, mate. It's you and Roscoe and Timmy and Rickster did a couple of draft things early for us and Guy did a couple of write-ups. Cheers, boys. All right. Don't know. And the boys from the Discord, all the boys from the Discord as well. Sorry, boys. Poolman and Watto and... I think Troy as well gets involved. All right, Brad Smith. Transfer rumours. Ponga to medically retire after suffering another broken vag. Knights fans rejoice. Addo Carr to the Knights after being denied a chance at fullback. Bulldogs rejoice. Win-win. Would you have him as your fullback?
Oh, I think he's want to get rid of Addo
Carr. No, I wouldn't. No way. I hope not. He's been pivotal in our amping up for the year, if you catch my drift.
Sure.
Like,
he's brought something to the dressing room, too.
I was very, very sceptical of the Addo Carr signing.
Only if he was playing fullback as a winger.
But I was still a bit sceptical. But what he brings enthusiasm-wise, he pumps the crowd up. He's just a character, man. And
I think he sets a standard, too.
The game needs characters, and he's a character. I'll
just say, he brings speed over 40 metres at... Nobody else brings, which is invaluable in rugby league.
Yeah, it is. But he's also brought an enthusiasm.
Oh, 100%.
That I don't think...
He's infectious.
I don't think money can buy. That's it.
And I don't mean in a bad way he's infectious.
Well, look out, girls.
If you have seen or been in contact with Josh Addo Carr in the last 2 weeks, go home, get tested.
You get a rat test. all right, Saxy, brother Saxy.
Saxy.
We love a Saxy question. So these... Fellas, a little bit UnSuperCoach related, but...
No.
It's a question from Saxy, so it's a good one.
It's always SuperCoach related with Saxy.
My dog has stopped hunting my leg. Do you think he still loves me?
No.
That is a genuine question. I think he's just transitioning. He's probably got, like, a child's play toy or something. Look out. Don't give your kids their stuffed animals. They're a bit Saxy. Don't know.
Just wasn't doing it for him, Saxy, mate.
Change legs.
Stop missing leg day.
Have you shaved your leg? That could be another thing.
He didn't tell us why the dog has stopped humping his leg. Because if you've started humping your dog's leg, well...
It was Joe Monahan's dog. You picked it up from the RSPCA that time.
so just throw some peanut butter on your leg then and you'll be right.
So it's had a hard life, the poor thing. I think it even got passed around at Mitch's. Anyway, moving along, last question. I don't know if I should ask it. I'll let Jazzy ask it.
No, ask it.
You reckon? I'll ask it, all right. Snowflake, can you guys hook me up some green? Slide into the DMs, lad? No.
Yeah, absolutely, bud.
But
in contact.
Again, guys, thank you for all your questions this year. Like, we can't do questions time without your questions. So it sort of adds to the podcast, so that's good, and we appreciate any live ones over there, Louis.
We do. First of all, Shono Vairat.
Shono.
He's been there all year. Good on Shono.
We love Shono, right? Doggy supporter.
Shono's really asking, champion. What did we finish on overall, boys? Pretty stoked to move up another 80-odd spots. Best finished overall to be 430th.
Oh, well, killed it, bro.
Good stuff.
We don't even need to mention ours because you've slayed us all.
I'm somewhere around a 20,000 mark.
Yeah, 18 for me.
I'm in the high 25,000 and something.
So we're all garbage, mate. Louis?
I'm 6,100 and something. Yeah.
Still way better than us.
So well done, Shauno, not listening to anything we said all year, mate. Just tuning in.
Shauno, can you come on the podcast for us next year? Because clearly you know what you're fucking doing.
But yeah, cheers, man.
Actually, also, he makes another comment.
He'll make a few.
Still got Targo and May thinking about one or both might go big this week versus Warriors, but only have room for one.
Oh, it's a gamble. As Con would say, flip a coin. Because you never know whether they're going to bypass one and go to the other, or you just never know.
Shauno, for me, if you go back and have a look at when Luai was playing, you'll probably find the stats on supercoachstats.com probably. But you'll be able to do a comparison to see who's scoring better with Luai in the side.
I think you'll find with May did fairly well when Luai was there. But for me, I'd probably go Tango because I think he's the safer option. He's going to get more than...
Do they play early? They play first or second, don't they?
Friday night game.
Yeah, so yeah, you're sort of just going to have to lock that one in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be trying to dig a bit deep in the past stats.
But if you had to pick one right now off your head, Cont.
Flip a coin.
As a Tago owner, I'm going Tago because I own him.
I'm going May.
All right.
I'm going May.
Yeah, I haven't got May, but yeah, I'd say Tango because I think he's going to be the safer option. But good luck, bud.
Elijah Tippany. Again, someone who always comments.
Get your tips out for the boys.
Got the tip in.
Actually, Tippany's question is actually about Tarpany. I'm getting rid of Lolo as one of my two front rowers. Who other than IPAP is next in line? My opponent has Tarpany.
Yeah, that's what
I'd be
getting.
Yeah. I would be too.
I think we just went over that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's gone next level this year. He has chugged along ever since his missus sent that tweet to Ricky.
No.
He's just gone better and better.
Well, I'll put it out there. Clem's not having a bad finish to the season. He's done all right.
Not only that, but they've...
I think he's a tier down.
But Raiders have Seagulls this weekend as well, so...
And they got, what, Tigers or Knights in the last round, I think.
Yeah, so you could jag an attack and start there, for sure.
Is this week the... Sorry, Ashley J. Mears. Is this the last week for overall also?
No.
Or just head-to-head?
Overall continues next week, but head-to-head finals this week because people get rested often in the last round.
Yeah. So if you're right up there and you've got your head-to-head in the bag... Right, and you've still got a trade. You hold that for next week just to try to like pull you up the ranks a bit higher if you want to.
It depends where you are. I don't think so. I think you make sure you win your head to head over anything.
Yeah.
At this point of the season, if you're not in that top 1,000, if you're not vying for a key ring or glory or you know, like,
I was,
the cash.
I think even if you are, I think you still use that trade this week. I think you got to maximize the most out of that trade to get.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's going to be as many points on offer next week if you've got a bunch of rest going on
you
anyway.
You get the points this week and next week. You know, you save the trade for next week for the sake of saving the trade because you've probably already got 20-odd plays anyway, so.
What else you got there, Louis?
Gone through. Would you play To'o this week? My only pod.
Yes.
Hold on, my computer started to reload. My only pod on my head-to-head.
Who's that from?
Michael Dakai.
Michael.
Against Warriors, yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, okay, Ashley May Mears jumping in again. I'm 300 at the moment, one trade, in 8 grand finals. Still holding Garrick on bench. Should I sell or keep for last week?
Well, his season's over, so sell.
Yeah. If for me, look, depends what he, like, if he knows he's going to score well this week and he's got a flush team, and if he does have a bit of coverage to cover next week in case of rest, then yeah. And if he's in cashies, if any of them eight grand finals are cashies and massive cashies, yeah. I'll get rid of Garrick for whoever's going to be the best.
I'm selling Garrick no matter what situation I'm in. I'm getting in the best person possible.
Yeah, it's good cash you could be using. May as well use it.
What sitting 300 overall.
What have you got to lose at this point?
Yeah, and that's it other than Michael Dakai and the Smithster, Scotty Smith, just wishing their love and thanking us for the year.
Good luck, Scotty. Thanks, in is that Scotty in
Scotty.
That's Scott Gearin, not Scott Smith.
Oh, good luck to you too, Scotty.
On that note, just want to say thank you to everyone for listening this year and just being a part of the Supercoach journey. Hope you've had a good year. Hope you're winning your head-to-heads. I mean, none of us are. We've all had an average one and we've just gone over. But, I mean, hey, you tune in each and every week. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. And, yeah, hope you've had a good year. At least if you haven't, hope you've enjoyed it.
See you next week.
Yeah, well, no, there's like, got to think there's a million different content creators now. Like, there's so much Supercoach content out there, so fucking
and
thank you for
hanging
in.
Shout out to all those guys too, because it's like there is some way better Supercoach content than us. I mean, if you're listening to us, it's probably not for all of our Supercoach insights. I mean,
oh look, you know what, we started this podcast when there wasn't many podcasts, and don't get me wrong, Mike and Sabs and that, they pretty much were straight shooters like us, but we started it because you could barely get a straight answer out of, like, people higher up the food chain, eh? Like, you're getting fed a bit of bullshit here and there, which go one way and go another way. So we just wanted to start something that was our honest answers and our honest things, you know? We're sort of an open book, like, we just tell you what we're thinking. It's not that Con does the research more so than I do. I
love how Bergs is the one who's like, you know what, we just want to be straight shooters and come out and tell you what you do. How many times have we accused people of just straight out sanctioning people because you're talking about irrelevant people to Supercoach? I remember my first season, man, so many people have.
No, but he doesn't do that deliberately.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm just going on a tirade, all right?
He just gets excited, he starts listing players.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then sometimes then you're going through your team and they're the players you remember and you bring them in and then you just go, fuck.
I'll never forget the Bryce Cartwright moment when you were on the phone to me. He's like, I can do a trade like mid-round, man. Rah, rah, rah. I'm bringing in Bryce Cartwright. That had buyer's remorse and couldn't reverse it.
Horribly. Yeah, it was horrible. How good's that feature, though? The being able to update trades and trade in reverse properly throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
That is good. Awesome. Good on Supercoach for doing that. That and the boost. It has been a bit of a game changer. Curious to see what they bring in next year. Expecting a little bit more in the salary cap. But, yeah, I'm very curious to see what they're doing.
Are we coming back next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think next week.
All right. Well, next week, guys, just have a think. I know it pretty much falls on deaf ears. I might throw it in the Podmasters chat, but think of something where they can maybe upgrade the app or add a different feature that will benefit everyone. I see a lot of like Glennon Tragics and Costa from Searching for Corey Parker talking about how you should have two separate teams. You should have an overall team and a head-to-head team.
Nah.
I don't know if that's an option that we like to. I'm just saying that's an idea that they spitball. You know what I mean?
And they're not running two email addresses with a head-to-head.
Exactly.
No,
you can do that.
Oh, I don't
really
know. I don't know.
That.
But
don't give me that.
I'm just saying, like,
that built into the app. Because what if you accidentally made the head-to-head trades you meant to make on your overall team and stuff? You know, if you're trying to do it right before lockout, you're accidentally in the wrong team because they look similar. It'd just get confusing. Well, I appreciate that, but I think there's a simple solution to that straight away, and that's just make two different emails. It's not illegal for you to have two emails. Do what you got to do. But, I mean, they're fairly organized people when it comes to their head-to-heads too, so there's no reason why they wouldn't be able to do it.
What they need to do is update the scoring. Bro, defense needs to be much more rewarded.
I do want to see a try saver. I do want to see when someone...
Well, a simple one-on-one try saver where, oh, mate, would have scored
then,
guaranteed.
Even the person underneath actually holding up that
ball.
Well,
you do get 3 points for that.
3 points
that's
is shit.
Yeah, 3 points.
But that's what I mean.
Enough.
A one-on-one where you blatantly stop a try, surely that's got to be worth 8 to 10 points.
Fuck, 17.
Well, in my opinion, it should be worth a try because we all know saving a try is just a good scoring one. But, you know, that's never going to happen. But, like, 8 to 10 points. And then the strip. Surely the strip's got to be 5 points. That's a game-changing fucking play right there. That's a huge play in the game. Surely it has to be rewarded. A one-on-one tackle? Why can't we give 2 points for that like we do for an 8-plus-meter hit-up?
Well, I was thinking with the tackle, I was thinking that if you get up and stop them before the 7, is it 7 or 8 meters?
8-plus.
So
eight,
if you stop them at 7.99, you get 2 points because you've gone maximum.
But do all four people get 2 points?
At least two of them, probably the first two. I don't think... Did they bring that back? Because remember, third man in wasn't getting paid points.
I don't know how they score the tackles and shit, bro.
Third man in wasn't getting points for a while.
I don't know how they score the fucking tries this half the week, so don't even start me on the tackles.
But
I agree with you there on the extra stats.
Defenders lose so much. Like
there's no reward for defense in Supercoach at all.
And there is. There's little areas.
And that's half the game. You can't win a game without defense.
Yeah. There's massive areas to fix with defense. I've been put in the Podmasters chat since I've been there. That defense would be something I'd look at because it goes so unrewarded. Like there's so much that goes on with
point.
Your defense. You know,
no matter how spectacular whatever you do, you get 1 point.
Do you get points for
a tackle.
Intercept?
I think you get 5 for an intercept.
Yeah, all right, sweet. Well, then, yeah, definitely things like the strip and stuff should be rewarded and around the same mark because you're right. Those are game changing moments.
They're
they
massive.
Can change the momentum of a game. In a heartbeat.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's probably 10 more jobs.
Well, Kim Smith in the grand final against you and he stripped that ball off Crichton.
Yeah.
Won the game there and then.
Yeah.
Massive.
Look at Crichton.
No super coach points.
Intercept. Won the game right there and then. Like, you see it.
So, man, like, it should be rewarded.
Yeah, so that's something they should look into. And it's just more points in the long run because you got to think of your forwards that do get gypped. You know, and they're fucking out there busting their ass and they're chugging out lows because there's no reward for getting up, being that first, even if it's first initial contact that gets that 2 points at the 7 metre mark, you know.
What if chasing down like an obvious try, like chasing down a line?
Well, that should be a try saver.
Yeah, right? Like, because, it's
8 to 10 points at least. Like,
yeah, there is, man. Goes unrewarded for a lot of them, and we rely heavily on our attack.
I know it's going to just put the fullback score in even further in front because they're usually the ones that are making these one-on-one try-saving tackles and et cetera, but
not all of them.
It should be rewarded, that's right.
Not all of them can do it, but either. So that's the other thing. The ones that can do it should be rewarded for it. You know?
But you've seen Reece Walsh the past couple of weeks get absolutely monstered.
Yeah.
Where if you have your trills...
KP.
Would hold him up and just throw him across the line.
There's heaps, man. There's heaps the game could look at that way, especially with scoring, for me.
So, any other changes you got? Give us your bright ideas. Throw them in the...
we used to have a think about it over the week as well. Like, you used to have a think about it. And you guys that are listening through the week as well, I'll throw a post up next week. We might do it on the weekend when everyone's got some time. Just what changes would you make to Supercoach for the better? Or even take things away that they might go too OTT on, you know?
I've always thought VC get 1.5 points.
Yeah.
Attack that makes the VC option rather than just chucking it on...
Just making it a loop option.
Making it a loop option or whatever.
A smart pick.
You have to actually... You know, really think about where you're putting your captain and where.
Can you still do a loop with VC?
Remember, your VC is there in case your captain doesn't play, so you don't lose out on the double points. So
we do it a bit back to front.
You can still have it like that.
It would eliminate the loop.
Well, no, but you need that safety net. I think you sort of need that there because what if got Teddy as your captain in the sixth game? And then he goes down in the captain's run a day before, right?
Yeah,
and
you can't.
So you sort of need that option because it's completely unfair without it. It's just that a side effect of that is the ability to run the loop.
Yeah, true. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's heaps. There's just heaps to look at. And there's,
I like his idea, though. The ability to maybe put something like a captain on a player.
A joke around.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's all like a joker where you get 1.5 times whatever they score.
Your captain scores double.
Yeah, you just pick the premium round through the year and have a joker. You play your card.
Could you imagine if you could throw a joker and then a captaincy on them so you get 1.5 times then doubled? You do that in the right player, that like game-changing shit. Like, we'll see 2 grand scores.
And then you'd have, you know, you'd have 15 people who did it for someone like Gus on the weekend and throw absolutely monster scores.
Yeah, just shot up 60,000 places. It's like, yeah. I was only in 48,000.
But no, like, don't get me wrong, some really clever people listen and everyone's got good thoughts, you know, and it'd just be good to see what you guys were thinking out there, like, as coaches.
I'm curious as to what people's ideas would be on changing the game for the better or for the worse. I'm just curious to see what your idea is.
And if you've got time,
the game, what would you do?
If you've got time, tell us, yeah, how you do it, you know what I mean? Like, how you go about it. Like, there's so much things to do. Like, anyway.
Well, I'd probably go back to the old days where the tries and try assists and that were maybe worth a little bit less to bring the forwards back into the game a little bit more, because the way the attacking stats are just outrageously scored these days, you got to load up on those backs and shit where the forwards don't hold as much sway. Back in the day, the forwards were the premiums, and then the backs had to get those tries to keep up with them.
Yeah,
I'd like to see it a little bit more balanced.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was it. Who were your first pick when we played, mate? Well, it was Corey Parker or Gallen, because you couldn't really start with both.
That's it. And then, so yeah, I'd like to see that a little bit more balanced, where it's not an easy, I have to pick a fullback first or a halfback first, or I had to pick a Gallen or a Corey Parker first, but where it's
straight up
in the middle.
You've got to pick your spine before you do pretty much anything else.
But that's what I mean. That's where I'd like to see it balanced, where maybe front row is just as valuable as a seven or a
one. I think your back row is your most valuable position, because the sort of disparity between an average back rower versus someone that regularly jags attacking stats and has really good base, like a Guts. Like,
IPAP.
Yeah, yeah, there you go, right? But for me, IPAP's in my front row because of the dual.
Well, for next year, IPAP's at the Tigers. You know, is he still as juicy at the Tigers?
If him and Appy can form a little combo, I'm pretty happy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a game changer for the Tigers next year.
Righto, so next week, gentlemen?
Sweet as.
Just one last thing. Scotty Smith has come out and said, one suggestion is that you should lose points for pissing Cody Walker off, because it's so easy to do.
Well, he is a bit of a brain snapper, isn't he? Can't help it. He can't help it. Poor Cody.
He needs Trill out there to calm him down. If you piss Trill off too, one of them is.
That's their problem. They're biters, mate. Like, yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.